You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. This incredible time period, my team is telling me, is called The Choice. And so I wanted to take an opportunity to explore this topic deeply with you, to try and understand what this period of time is about, its significance, and how we can move through it. Because truly, the choices we make moving forward will create an absolutely different life and a whole new earth. I hope you enjoy this series. All realities, all timelines will play out. However, you will not be conscious of or even aware of your experience on all timelines. It will be up to you what you experience because it is your choice. In the second episode of the Choice series, I will be talking about the simulation we are in, third density and its function, and the bifurcating of timelines. Up next, we'll talk about the simulation. Let's start by talking about the simulation of reality. I had asked my team in a session recently if we're living in some sort of computer simulation, because that is a theory that's out there in the world. And the answer I got was, no, it's not a computer simulation. Rather, it's a simulation of source. It's what the Law of One calls a distortion of the Law of One, which is source itself. The first universal law is the Law of One, which means we are all one. Everything and everyone we experience is source itself. So when we're experiencing anything that is a slight variation or a massive rift from oneness, it is referred to as a distortion from the truth. Therefore, the world we are currently experiencing is a distortion of the truth, which is oneness. And therefore, we are experiencing a, quote, simulation of the truth. These distortions are helpful because they give us an opportunity to come back to the truth every time we realize our oneness. It can be helpful while you're going through this series with me to consider life like a video game. You, as you understand your physical self at this time, are an avatar. Your higher self is the game player. Your higher self always has an acute awareness of you, even if you, as the avatar, have no awareness of your higher self. For some of us, it takes a while in life before we realize that we even have a team in spirit we can directly communicate with, while others never come to that realization. From our higher self's perspectives, all moves made by their avatar are interesting and bring more information to source. So no matter what happens, all is well. This can be a very different experience as an avatar. We can perceive our life to be a smoking hot mess at times, and nothing out there seems to care. But the idea of caring is very different from different perspectives. From our physical avatar perspective, it means that someone has a vested interest in our well-being and is looking to protect or shelter us. From our higher selves perspective, it is a devoted attention to you and all that you do so that it may provide the highest service, the service to Source, which is who you truly are. And Source desires to know itself to the fullest. Therefore, why would your higher self, which is also Source, hinder or block Source, you? If the avatar wants to burn its life down, why not let it and observe all that may be learned? Here's the secret. And this is important to know for all that I will be talking about in this series. You, as the avatar, can speak directly to the player, aka your higher self. In a traditional video game, the avatar has no awareness of the player and so moves throughout their world without ever turning to the screen and saying, "Hey, I'm tired of running into walls, knock it off." You can turn to your higher self and request a new path or story. And here's the thing. Your higher self has been patiently waiting for you to do this, but it won't just jump in there and make the assumption that you would like a different life experience. Why? Because even as an avatar, you have free will. And free will is held sacred by all higher beings. So if you want to, you can make today the day you ask your higher self to get on the same page with what you truly desire to experience and watch your experience change. By the way, my team says that we never ask enough. We never ask for enough help. We don't ask regularly. We seem to want to save these requests for help for special occasions, and we don't have to do that. In fact, we're encouraged to ask often. My team often likens themselves to 24/7 tech support, and you have this too. Imagine that you have a team of beings, which you do, who are completely devoted in service to you during this lifetime. They're your own private hotline to call for help, and yet they can't call you. They have to stand by and wait for you to call them. So you can guess they're pretty bored if you're not asking for a lot of help. They're just sitting there by the phone going, when are they going to pick up the phone and call? So please know that you can ask as much as you want. There is no limit and there is nothing that's considered too petty to help you with. So keep chatting with your team. Make it a daily practice and you will be co-creating with your higher self. Up next, I'm going to be talking about third density and how it functions. So stay tuned. Do you want to join the next Spirit Circle? Spirit Circles are virtual gatherings I hold every new moon and full moon, where I'll take you deep into the cosmic codes to receive the messages on how to work in alignment with Source energy. The first 60 minutes include energy attunements, journaling, masterminds, guided visualizations, and more. Each Spirit Circle includes a 30-minute psychic Q&A session with me to get answers from your guides and spirit team. Every session is recorded, and it's yours to keep to use again and again. If you want to join me for the upcoming Spirit Circle, please go to blithestarlight.com/spirit-circles. I hope to see you there. Third density is the first density of the awareness of self. And for those of you wondering what the heck a density is, a density refers to the rate at which your consciousness vibrates. Oftentimes the word density gets interchanged with dimension, but they are two different measurements. So density is measuring consciousness. So in third density, it's the first time we have this awareness of self. Third density is the shortest and most intense of all seven densities of experience. It is known as the choice, as described in the Law of One. This density is related to the solar plexus, which is related to our will and our social interactions. We will notice our willpower strengthen in third density the more we polarize in either direction. in the positive direction, our willpower will be more determined to serve others, while in the negative direction, it will polarize and strengthen to serving the self. The function of this density is to create a simulation of separation, where we perceive ourselves to be as separate from others through the creation of the ego. The third density is the first time we are introduced to polarity, and it is the only density that has the veil of forgetting. The veil of forgetting is implemented so that we are shielded from the memory of our former incarnations and to blind us from the fact that our soul is on a journey of spiritual evolution. This allows for us to make a truly authentic choice when it comes to polarizing our energy to either positive or negative. Each density has a different type of catalyst that promotes soul expansion, and in the third density, this catalyst is of psychological suffering. This, along with the veil of forgetting and the veil of confusion, is what makes third density so difficult. Our suffering causes us to desire freedom from our ego. The cause of catalyst in the third density is very high because both the positive and negative polarities have to be presented in equal proportion to each other. You will know you're transcending third density when you come to the realization that you are an eternal soul who's having a temporary experience. This level of awareness, along with the realization that we are all, in fact, one, creates the positive transition into the fourth density, which is the density connected to the heart chakra and the lessons of love. Those who do not polarize positive will either repeat third density until the choice is made to polarize positive, or in a very few cases, the being will graduate through negative polarity and move on to fourth density negative, which is devoid of love. It is said in the Law of One that to polarize positive, you would have to live a minimum of 51% of your life in service to others. Think of it this way. If during your day you devoted just slightly more than half of your energy thinking and acting in ways that benefit others, then you're already moving towards the positive pole. That's a pretty forgiving and fairly wide berth for us. It means almost half the day could be spent thinking about your own needs. It only takes an effort of consciousness to become a more positively polarized person, and you would achieve ascension. Why is that? Because the law is one. Therefore, when you are in service to others, you serve all. This is your natural state, and it is who you are and what you came from. Now, for the negative group, it's not so easy. To graduate through a negative ascension, you would need to devote 95% of your energy to focus solely on your own best interest. You would have to commit to completely seeing yourself as entirely separate from all creation so that you could easily neglect, abuse, torture, or even murder another without batting an eyelash. Basically, you'd have to achieve the mentality of a complete psychopath. Not many souls achieve this, and thus not many can graduate through a negative polarity. So where do most people sit? They tend to sit smack dab in the middle of an unpolarized place. This is a place of neutralized power. People who tend to be stuck in the middle actually don't feel like they have power over much anything that happens in life. And to a degree, they're right. The unpolarized middle is not where the levers of power are. Instead, it is a place that cancels itself out. Positive is neutralized by negative, and negative is neutralized by positive. In order to feel your power to create what you desire in life, you will have to start moving your energy in one direction or another, where the potency of the energetic field is increased. I do believe in my heart the numbers of people sitting there in the middle, unpolarized, are changing all the time, and more are polarizing positive. And it is never, ever too late to start shifting your polarity if you choose to do so. And yes, you can change your polarity at any time. There are very negative people who flip to the positive pole, and it is even possible for some positive beings to flip negative. Just remember, every moment is an opportunity to make a new choice. So let it be a conscious choice. Up next, I will be talking about the two-world and possibly three-world split. So stay tuned. Welcome back. You can see as we get closer to the culmination of third density and the graduation point of the great choice, there will naturally be a massive timeline split. To be clear, there are many, many, in fact, infinite timelines that can and will play out. This is not a new idea. In fact, the split is considered ancient prophecy and shows up in many different spiritual texts. I feel Dolores Cannon's work, along with the Law of One, has the most detailed coverage of this information. The choice, as third density is referred to, is basically a choosing of what will be experienced by the soul next. There seems to be three major choices with infinite variables between them. That is, to choose positive polarity, which is service to others, negative polarity, which is service to self, and to simply not choose, which would be the neutralized middle-of-the-road choice. Once the choice has been made, the soul will travel to the next realm of experience. If you chose the positive, then you will have harmonized with the evolution of the Earth herself into the next density of experience, which is called New Earth or 5D Earth, as the Earth herself has already positively polarized and is a sentient being on a soul journey of her own. If you were to polarize negatively, you would experience the destruction of 3D Earth, also known as the Armageddon timeline in ancient texts. Those who keep their frequency super low and accumulate all sorts of negative karma will have tied themselves to the negative timeline, which has a finite end. We've all seen plenty of movies showing how that one goes down. But what happens to those who don't seem to realize that there was any choice to be made at all? Where do they go? According to both the Law of One and Dolores Cannon's research, these souls will be sent to another planet, very similar to Earth, that is currently in a 3D vibration, so they may have the opportunity to go through the cycle again and attempt to make the choice. So how do you know what you are choosing? Well, your emotions are your personal GPS system and can let you know what timeline you are moving towards. Remember, you are a sovereign being who is making this choice. If you don't like where you are, you can move the frequency by choosing the direction you desire. Those who are matching the positive timeline are allowing feelings of deep inner trust, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness. Despite what the external world shows them at this time, they have a strong sense that things are getting better, and they are trusting and focusing on how they can send that feeling out into the world. They are focused on self-sovereignty and allowing others to make their own sovereign choices. Even if they do not agree with another's choice, they trust the soul who is making that choice and respect the journey of others. Their focus is on creating the world they desire, as they feel this is an important mission in their life. The primary mode of operation for the positive timeline is acceptance. Those who are in a more neutral place are having a hard time staying out of fear. They are not seeing their own power and are looking for cues from the external world to tell them how to operate, even if it feels like it goes against their own better judgment. They have an inner knowing about things happening in the world, but they do not trust it when it seems to go against what is socially acceptable. This group tends to want to control the thoughts, behaviors, and actions of others, as they feel out of control inside themselves. They tend to wait for proof or permission to live in peace, as they are caught up in the external world narratives. And this tends to keep them distracted from their own inner work. They feel like if everyone would just do what they were told, the world would be a safer place. The primary mode of operation here is compliance. And those who are on the negative timeline are also in fear, but match it with an intense determination to win at all costs, because they can sense that time is running out. There is a complete void in their own heart chakra space, and they have an utter contempt for almost all of humanity. They see opportunities to manipulate others and are looking to actively create division in the world. Their hope is that they can create enough pain and chaos that they will be able to extend their own power and control a little longer. Their primary mode of operation is control. I want to reiterate that this choice of polarity and experience is 100% your choice, and that you are not locked into any frequency. And that's great news if you feel that you haven't made strong choices around what you want to experience. But it is also a note to be aware that just because you made the choice once, you have to be consistent around making that choice. It's more than just choosing in the moment. It's a lifestyle decision. This doesn't require perfection from you, only that you wake up each day and consistently choose the vibration you want to experience. You are responsible for cleaning up your frequency on the days that you stray from the path. Remember, the message from the World card from the tarot, which happens to be the Ascension card: success through responsibility. In part 3 of the Choice series, we will dive deeper into the topics of transitioning to fourth density and healing from our third density experience. So be sure to stick with me. Thank you for joining me. You can now find Blythe Starlight on Patreon, where you can join me on the journey of creating more tools for helping people go from awakened in their intuition to activated. Be sure to visit me at blythestarlight.com and subscribe. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcast platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Blythe Starlight. And don't forget to grab your copy of my book, Confidence is Magic, on Amazon today. Until next time, stay magical. You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny.